Will a larger AT&T make their service any better or their phone bills any bigger?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. AT&T says it's buying T-Mobile USA in a near $40 billion deal. T-Mobile is the nation's fourth biggest wireless carrier, and combined, the two would become the nation's biggest. Let's talk to Carl Howe, a telecom analyst with the Yankee Group, on how this is all going to play out. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Explain how these two companies would become one.
The merger is actually one where AT&T will pay about $25 billion in cash, and then the rest is in stock. The two companies would then go on to operate as one, and that would create the largest telecom carrier or the largest wireless carrier in the United States.
So more importantly, though, Carl, I want to know if this is going to mean my AT&T phone bill will change. Will it be cheaper for me? Are prices going up? What's this going to mean?
Well, I think there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is that you'll have more coverage simply because AT&T gets a whole bunch of new spectrum, and they get a lot of wireless towers. The bad news is that AT&T now becomes the de facto national carrier for GSM handsets. So that's the iPhone and a variety of other handsets. So in all likelihood, you'll see prices go up.
What about the networks? You said cell phone towers will be more abundant. Will I get service in downtown LA or Manhattan or Chicago?
You should get much better service, actually, because T-Mobile has been covering those same cities for quite a while. If AT&T pulls all of their cell towers into their network, you're going to get better coverage.
All right. Carl Howe, telecom analyst at the Yankee Group. Carl, thanks.
Thank you.
The U.S. State Department is offering its staff in Japan potassium iodide pills out of what it's calling an abundance of caution. That's after workers at the Fukushima nuclear plant fled again from possible radiation. Before the earthquake and tsunami, the plant produced electricity. Now that it's badly damaged, the country will have to use more fossil fuels for power. That means more global climate change consequences. As we continue to cover the human and economic toll in Japan, Marketplace's Eve Tro reports from our sustainability desk.
When Japan signed the United Nations Kyoto Protocol, it promised to steadily reduce its carbon emissions. Nuclear energy has been a big part of that, since it's a low-carbon power source. Henry Derwent heads the International Emissions Trading Association.
Their plans to meet their Kyoto target will have to be changed because they're going to be emitting more.
Emitting more carbon as they make up for lost nuclear power with coal, gas, and oil. Though given the disaster, Japan could renegotiate its Kyoto goals. Europe is set to emit more as well. Germany has taken nuclear plants offline. Switzerland has suspended future projects. More fossil fuels there, too. But any country that's agreed to reduce emissions and will now pollute more has to pay through buying carbon credits, says Point Carbon analyst Lisa Zeljit.
So if one cheap abatement opportunity, namely nuclear, falls by the wayside, then something else will have to make up for it and carbon prices will be higher in the meantime.
But Zeljit says no one's yet talking about the long-term choice between radiation and carbon pollution. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are higher, 1-3%. Tokyo stock market is closed today for a holiday. Facebook says it's buying phone app developer Snap2 for $70 million. Oil prices shot up to $103 because of the situation in Libya. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 83 points to close at 11,858.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
This week we get a slew of housing data, including previously owned home sales today, and a look at home prices tomorrow. As we all know, houses in most areas of the country aren't selling for what they were, say, 5 years ago. But on this first full day of spring, Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says he thinks we could be seeing a budding bright spot for wannabe homeowners. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So why all of a sudden the upbeat mood on home buying?
Well, there are two reasons. One reason is that the statistics seem to be better. I mean, not for every house in every neighborhood, but for a lot of places, the statistics are better than they were. And second, spring is the beginning of the full home sale season, so I actually pay attention then.
I thought the housing market was still in the tank and home prices were going the wrong way too.
Well, parts of it are in the tank and parts of it are going the wrong way, but a lot of parts, I think, are reasonably okay, and I suspect when the numbers come out later today and later in the week that you're going to see a certain amount of stability. Now, I'm not telling you to run out and buy a new home today because prices are going to the moon, but it may be time to actually do it if you're looking for a house to buy as a place to live as opposed to as an investment, which is a whole other story.
But don't higher mortgage rates, Alan, higher mortgage rates in the future hurt home prices? Why would you think of buying right now?
Well, because if you bought now, and again, you're paying the right price in a good neighborhood and you're putting up a down payment, if you can get a fixed rate 30-year mortgage, which you generally can if you live through the application procedure, you have something where your costs are largely fixed, and as long as you don't lose your job, you're going to probably do okay if you hang on for at least 5 years, regardless of whether mortgage rates go up or down in the future. You're in a place you can afford, and sooner or later, you make out if you do that.
Alan, you sound positively optimistic, not at all like yourself. What's happened?
Well, even us old curmudgeons occasionally change our opinions when it's spring and we become cheerful.
All right, Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us. Alan, thanks.
Thank you, Steve Chiatakis.
And finally, new research out of Indiana University says moods determine who hangs out with whom on social network sites such as Twitter. Happier people congregate online and they reply and retweet those happy thoughts. Yay! And people who are unhappy typically find one another too. You know the old adage, misery loves followers. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, tweeting, by the way, at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire was 100 years ago, and a lot of what was said afterward back then is being said again today.
The chant that went up after this tragedy was, who will protect the working girl? And now we hear people from all sides saying, well, who will protect working people?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lessons from History next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.